finding a way every week. Hamilton, oh, Buffalo Bills. Yeah.
No overthinking, right? Go play some ball. Go play some football.
It's an exciting time to be a Buffalo Bill and a fan of the Buffalo Bills.
Welcome into week 5 of the Sean McDermott Show, presented by Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. I'm Chris Brown, filling in for Steve Tasker. Pleased to be joined by Sean McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us as always. You got your second shutout in just the fourth week of the season. At the same time, your offense is averaging just about 40 points per game over their last three outings. What's been most rewarding for you as a coach about your team's performance over these last 3 weeks?
Yeah, you know, Chris, I think the most rewarding thing for me is not only winning, but also what leads to the winning. That's the process, the preparation during the week, and watching our team come together through the first 4 weeks in different ways. And so we have to continue to grow, continue to prepare, continue to respect that process piece, because that's so instrumental in the foundation we're trying to build.
Your defense is now leading the league with 11 takeaways, having produced at least 3 turnovers in each of the last 3 games. You had 5 against Houston, 4 INTs and a forced fumble. Your D also held the Texans to negative 23 net passing yards during the first half, the lowest mark by any team since 1999. How would you describe the identity of your defense 4 games into the season?
Well, I think they love the play, right? I think some people want to say, is the defensive line better than last year, or what's the best position on the defense? I think really they love to play, and they love to play as a unit, and you see guys making plays all over. The rush and coverage trying to work together, linebackers doing a good job in the run game and also the pass game. And so that's been that evolution, if you will, has been fun to watch.
Your offense has scored 118 points over the last 3 games. That's tied for second most in team history over a 3-game span, a record your team set just last year in the final 3 games of the season. How close is the offensive execution now to maybe where it was at the end of the season when you guys were really kind of lumping some people up?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we got in a good rhythm this past weekend in the second half. I love watching us communicate as a staff on offense and the adjustments that are being made at halftime in particular. I think we're a little bit of a different offense this year, quite honestly, compared to last year, just from a schematic standpoint, maybe even. So fun to watch us grow on offense as well, and just see us, as the season unfolds, continue to take shape.
Josh had another solid performance with 248 yards through the air and 2 touchdowns. While it seemed like the wet weather affected him some early, he settled in and made some great throws. Where has his game grown the most through the first 4 weeks of the season?
Yeah, again, I think, you know, as the offense grows, Josh grows with it, or as Josh grows, the offense grows. And that, too, has been interesting to watch of how our offense has changed a little bit this year and how Josh has grown and his style of play has grown. And watching those two blend together, a lot of fun to watch, even during the week as we practice.
Stephon Diggs had his first 100-yard game of the season, 114 yards on 7 receptions against the Texans. The 2 longest plays of the game went to him, and it seemed like he wasn't impacted by the weather all that much. It also seems as though he's adjusted well to a greater spread of the targets in the passing game to others that have emerged, like Emmanuel Sanders, Dawson Knox. How tough a balance is that, though, for a competitor like him?
Well, it is. It's very tough. But you could say the same for any of the other weapons we have on offense. You know, Dawson, our 2 backs, and the 3 receivers as a group, right? So you saw this past week Diggs get on track. You saw the week before Emmanuel and Cole. And it just depends on who they're trying to take away. And we're going to spread the ball around. And Josh has done a phenomenal job of taking what the defense has given us by the look that they're giving us, knowing where to go with the football. And that comes from his preparation.
And Dawson Knox was one of those beneficiaries with another strong performance, a couple of touchdowns against Houston. First Bills tight end since 2016 to have a touchdown in 3 consecutive games. Do you think he's emerged as the kind of weapon opponents now have to account for going forward in their planning?
Well, that's the hope. That's probably a decision and a question for the opponents. But we certainly have confidence in Dawson. He's off to a great start, not just in the pass game. He's doing some really good things in the run game in a physical manner up front. And we'll be tested this week. He'll be tested both of those parts of the game. And it's important that he and Josh are on the same page as we head into Kansas City.
Your offensive line has been an interesting story here the past few weeks. Last Sunday, you were without John Feliciano. Ike Butker steps in for him at left guard. And then your rookie Spencer Brown got the start at right tackle with Darrell Williams kicking inside to guard. What did you think of your new-look offensive line against the Texans?
Well, I liked it a lot, but it's baby steps at this point, right? So a lot of work to be done yet, a lot of gelling to be had with that group, and I thought Ike stepped in and did a phenomenal job. Really liked how he worked with Dion and Mitch, so that was fun to watch. And then you had Daryl and Spencer on the other side, and so we'll see where it goes this week. But I like Daryl. I mean, just unselfish approach to moving into guard. He was having a phenomenal year at tackle, and just great to see him embrace that move to guard.
Thanks very much, Coach. We'll catch up with you later in the show to get your final thoughts on your upcoming matchup with the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football.
The Game Plan is presented by Energy Mark, the official energy supplier to the Buffalo Bills. Game Preview is presented by Independent Health. You deserve the red shirt treatment.
Maddie Glab here with this week's Game Preview. It's Week 5, and that means the Buffalo Bills will be heading to Kansas City for a much-anticipated matchup against the Chiefs. Buffalo is 3-1 and at the top of the AFC East, while Kansas City is 2-2 and at the bottom of the AFC West. Part of the reason why the Chiefs have dropped two games is because their defense isn't playing up to the level it did last year. They ranked second to last, allowing 31 points per game and 437.8 total yards per game. While the Chiefs' defense has struggled, their offense is still one of the best. They tie for second with Buffalo, averaging 33.5 points per game and rack up around 427 total yards per game. They rank first when it comes to converting third downs, doing it 64% of the time, and score touchdowns in the red zone 80% of the time. The Bills have the best point differential in the league right now, sitting at plus 90. Buffalo's defense is performing at an opposite level than the Chiefs because they rank number one in several statistical categories. The Bills are allowing the least amount of points per game with 11 and coincidentally have 11 takeaways, which is the most in the NFL. They are allowing a mere 216.8 total yards per game and are allowing a 56.1 passer rating to quarterbacks, two more stats that rank at the top of the league. The defense is also allowing teams to score in the red zone just 33.3% of the time, which ties for the lowest rate. The Bills lead the series against the Chiefs with 26 wins and 23 losses, but Buffalo has dropped the last two games. That's this week's Game Preview. Chris, back to you.
Okay, thanks, Maddie. Coach, you're going on the road to Kansas City to face your old mentor, Andy Reid. That's 3 weeks in a row you'll be coaching against a familiar face. With his win in Philly, he became the first coach in NFL history to win 100 games with multiple teams, including playoffs. Has he pretty much cemented his place in NFL history?
Yeah, I believe he has. It's an incredible stat that he accomplished last weekend, and my hat goes off to him. There's not many that are able to even hope to do that. To me, it's no surprise the way that he's gone about his business, true professional, true leader, and ambassador for our league and really football across America. Just a true statesman for what's right about our game.
Tyreek Hill coming off a 3-touchdown performance in Philadelphia. Both he and Travis Kelce had over 100 yards receiving against you guys in the AFC title game last year. Kelce with the pair of touchdowns. Does it present a pick-your-poison approach for opposing defenses, or is it possible to slow both of them down in the same game?
Well, if you can find me the defense or the film that slows both of those guys down and the quarterback, and the rest of their weapons, let me know, because I'd like to find that tape and watch it. They're a track team on the football field. I mean, they score points fast. You give them enough time, they're going to threaten to score. It'll be an interesting challenge for us, an interesting week here of preparation, not just on defense, but on offense and special teams as well. They're talented, they're well coached, they'll be prepared.
All right, thanks as always, Coach. Good luck on Sunday night. We'll be back next week to recap your game against Kansas City and preview your Week 6 matchup against the Titans. To everyone at home, thanks for watching the Sean McDermott Show, presented by Connors and Ferris. And as always, go Bills.
Final Thoughts is presented by Toyota, the official vehicle of the Buffalo Bills. Let's go places. The Sean McDermott Show is presented by Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. By Independent Health, you deserve the red shirt treatment. By Toyota, the official vehicle of the Buffalo Bills. Let's go places. By Kaleida, official healthcare system of the Buffalo Bills. And by ECMC, bringing hope and healing to Western New York.